Your Press TV News in Brief. Iran marks the 28th anniversary of the U.S. downing of its passenger plane over the Persian Gulf, which claimed the lives of 290 people, including 66 children. The United States has neither apologized nor taken responsibility for the crime. Tens of thousands of people have taken to the streets of the British capital to oppose a country's vote to break away from the European Union. Protesters argue the move would harm the UK's economy and the job market. Brexit vote has sent seismic shockwaves throughout the financial market. In Britain, Labour Party's shadow cabinet members plan to encourage party leader Jeremy Corbyn to resign, while a new poll shows that he would easily defeat any likely challenger to his position. The socialist leader, who enjoys grassroots support, has been accused of fighting a lackluster campaign to stay in the European Union. Head of Germany's domestic intelligence agency says that terrorist attacks like this week's bombing in Istanbul could also take place in Germany. Hans-Georg Maaßen says targeting Europe has become important for Daesh terrorists to instill fear and boost their own morale following a series of military defeats. Residents of the Syrian town of Khayr Yatayn in Homs province are returning home 3 months after it was recaptured from Daesh terrorists. Officials say nearly 10,000 people have already returned. The town is located near the ancient city of Palmyra, which was liberated by the army back in March. At least three Yemeni children have been killed in Jaf province as Saudi mercenaries shelled a residential area. Riyadh's pressing ahead with its attacks on Yemen despite the UN-backed peace talks. More than 9,400 people have been killed since the Saudi war began in March of 2015. At least 18 pilgrims have been wounded in a stampede in Saudi Arabia's holy city of Mecca. The incident took place near the Grand Mosque, Islam's holiest site. This came as the kingdom continues to review safety measures during the Hajj rituals following a deadly crush last year. Bangladesh has declared 2 days of national mourning following a hostage drama which left 20 people dead in the capital, Dhaka. Several foreigners were among those who died. Daesh terrorist group has claimed responsibility for the deadly attack.